Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night. Hopefully after you listen and stay tuned. Everyone, the year is near ending. Apologize, I went for a run. The year is near its end. And this week we have Thanksgiving. And to keep it short and sweet, well, what are you thankful for this year? What has this year brought you? What has this year taught you? Who has come into your lives? Who has exited your lives? What are you thankful for? I think a lot of times we don't really understand what we have, who we have, who surrounds us, what we actually are blessed each and every day. So we don't have those things. And I'm here to tell you that, well, I mean, if you're alive and you're walking, you're breathing, and you have found yourself to wake up yet another beautiful day, then you're thankful for something. Hey, and so this holiday season, first off, 2021 has been rough on all of us. 2020 was rough. 2021 was rough. Like I said before, I mean, you had coronavirus and you had just everything going on, lockdowns. Texas had to freeze. And man, we had some rough times. We had some good times. And this year, as we come to a close, as you're driving into work, as you're maybe driving to drop the kids off, or whatever it is that you're doing, maybe going to the gym, or I don't know, maybe you're on a flight right now, flying to go see family and loved ones, or maybe you're making that drive to go see family and loved ones. I'm here to tell you, don't take anyone for granted nowadays. Don't take your family for granted. Don't take your true friends for granted. Don't. Because you may wake up the next day and they may not be here. You may not be here. I hope they don't take you for granted. Who am I kidding? Right? Don't take you for granted. Yeah. You've gone through some things. You're stronger. You're wiser. You're older. Yeah, we're all older. That's what we have in common. Another day, we're all older. So hopefully we're all wiser. And hopefully we're making some smart decisions. And so what I wanted to say is be thankful for something. And I'm thankful, honestly, for the people that have shown me their true colors. For the people that have stuck with me through thick and thin, for those people that have come into my life, and for those people that have gone away, and for those people that I've allowed to come into my life, and those people that I've actually pushed away. We live in a society right now where not everyone's true, not everyone's real, and when you find those rare individuals, be thankful for them. Be thankful. Be thankful for you. I'm thankful for my girls. I'm thankful for the people that actually still believe in me, actually still that want to give me a chance, the people that actually still see something inside of me. Even though all the pain and hurt I've caused this year, I'm really thankful for that. And that's not something to be taken lightly. So, you may think that you don't have anyone. You may think that you're not thankful for a lot. You may not be happy in your current situation, your current role in life, where you're at. But let's not focus on that. Focus on where you're going. Maybe you weren't a good person yesterday, but be a better person today and tomorrow and after that. Your past doesn't define you. Your future. Look to your future. Be that good person. Be that good person that someone says, you know what, I'm thankful for you. Don't be all show and no go. But also, and I'm going to say this, let's not over-glorify things at times. I think social media has kind of ruined the look at me. I think that really messes with people. Because people tend to put on an act on social media when it's not the real life. So, with that being said, don't compare yourself to other people who are boasting around on social media either this holiday season. Because there's a lot of those. And I can probably assure you they're not as happy as they make it seem like they are online. And they're probably just like you and I. We're all broken, but we're all striving to be good. So, Thanksgiving. What's your plans? Who are you hanging with? What you doing? I don't know what I'm doing yet. I still don't know what I'm doing. I know that the girls and their mom, they're up visiting her family. And I can go see mine. I have some friends here that have offered to welcome me to their Thanksgiving with open arms. And I've also thought about just staying here at the house and kind of meditating and reflecting on a lot of things. So it's Tuesday and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'll figure it out. But what are you doing? Hopefully you're doing something. And hopefully you're spending time with loved ones. And hopefully you are creating traditions. Because that's what it's all about. Or maybe you're working. There's a lot of people that do work. I think I've mentioned it on one of my other podcasts is, or maybe I haven't mentioned it yet. I don't know. But some people actually don't have others to be around or be with during this holiday season, and they choose to work because they don't want to go to an empty home. And so remember that if you end up stopping somewhere, getting gas, or have to go in somewhere on Thanksgiving Day, or some of the grocery stores may be open early. Remember those people there. Don't be rude to them. They're just like you and I. And then also, I know that you got your Black Friday shoppers, Cyber Monday shoppers coming up. But more importantly, your Black Friday shoppers. I used to be big into that, but I'm not anymore. So remember that when you're shoving people around trying to get the best deal. Come on, can't we all just get along? There's no need for that. Remember that when you're yelling at someone, one of the employees. We just don't need that this year. We've gone through enough, people. COVID's messed with us pretty good. So until then, be blessed, be safe. Reach out to those older loved ones of yours. I know I'm guilty of not doing that. And so I probably at least will reach out or go visit. I at least need to go visit. And so remember, we'll be there one day. And yeah, just remember that. So you got any family traditions? You got things you're looking forward to? Some of y'all got some meatloaf, maybe, some turkey, some dressing, some green bean casserole, some yams, some mashed potatoes, some macaroni and cheese, some chicken, whatever it is. I've even heard lasagna. I've heard lobster, shrimp. Hey, do your thing. Eat a plate for me. Fill your belly. Splurge. Get some of that pecan pie, or some of you like to say pecan pie. Yeah, get you some of that. So, this is another short one, but, you know, it is what it is. Stay strong, be safe. Travel safe. Yes, I almost forgot about that. Just travel safe. There's a lot going on in this world, so be aware of your surroundings. Travel safe. And I hope that you make it to your destination that you are trying to reach. And you give those loved ones hugs. And you don't take anyone for granted. So, yeah. And even those family members you probably don't get along with. And you see them at the little gathering. You don't want to talk to them. Look, I get it. Just go over there, tell them happy Thanksgiving. Shake their hand, give them a hug. Shake that stuff off. We're too old for that. Or be the bigger person. Whatever you got to do. Don't hold a grudge. Forgiveness. We forgive so others can forgive us. Stay safe. Peace out. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace out, guys.